With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Republicans may be a step closer to electing a new Speaker of the House. They've nominated fellow GOP Congressman Mike Johnson for the post.
I'm honored to have the support of my colleagues.
Johnson of Louisiana is a member of the House GOP leadership team, but lower ranking. Johnson's the fourth nominee for Speaker and second of the day Tuesday.
Democracy is messy sometimes, but it is our system. This conference that you see, this House Republican majority, is united.
But the cycle of Republican infighting has frustrated many.
We're going to restore your trust in what we do here. You're going to see a new form of government, and we are going to move this quickly.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows has, according to ABC News, been granted immunity to testify under oath in Donald Trump's federal election interference case.
According to unnamed sources cited by ABC, Meadows informed Special Counsel Jack Smith's team that he repeatedly told Trump following the election that allegations of significant voting fraud were baseless. Meadows, who reportedly spoke with prosecutors at least three times and appeared once before a federal grand jury, could be a significant witness for the government at Trump's trial next year.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston. Also at SRNNews.com, Mexico's southern Pacific coast is being pummeled with torrential rains and fierce winds.
Hurricane Otis rapidly strengthened on its approach to southern Mexico on Tuesday evening, and it made landfall about 1:25 a.m. as a Category 5 hurricane very near Acapulco, Mexico.
The National Hurricane Center's Daniel Brown says the concern is for possible flash flooding as well as landslides. Watching Wall Street ahead of this morning's opening bell, Dow futures up 91 points, the Nasdaq futures down 68 points. This is SRN News. With Election Day around the corner and a presidential vote just a year away, activists are trying to get believers to the polls.
Truly, there's not much difference between people that call themselves born-again Christians and the general public when it comes to our voting patterns. Many of the church is not still registered to vote. Many of them are still not showing up.
Bonnie Pounds is president of Christians Engaged.
We need to take the church past just thinking about presidential elections. Primaries are where the decisions are really made in many of the congressional districts. Our local elections and our school boards are so important. And frankly, we've just got elections happening all the time, special elections that could decide a court or decide a community's involvement.
Pounds is helping to organize a Christian voter conference called Wake Up 2023 outside Dallas on November 3rd and 4th, featuring a number of pastors and politicians. This is SRN News. More charges filed against an off-duty pilot who tried to cut the engines of a Horizon Air flight in midair.
Federal prosecutors are charging Alaska Airlines pilot Joseph Emerson with interfering with a flight crew. It can carry up to 20 years in prison.
We've got the guy that tried to shut the engines down out of the cockpit.
State prosecutors in Oregon already filed 83 counts of attempted murder. He pleaded not guilty to the charges. Court documents show the captain and first officer told police after the plane landed, Emerson told them, "I'm not okay," just before he reached up to pull the handles, and later said he'd been struggling with depression. A friend had recently died, and he had taken psychedelic mushrooms about 48 hours earlier. I'm Ed Donahue.
Authorities say the estranged son of Nashville's police chief, who was wanted in the shooting and wounding of two police officers, is dead. John Drake Jr. was found dead with an apparently self-inflicted gunshot wound. More details at SRNNews.com.